Rusty Quill presents.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wake of corrosion.
This is a pre-recorded message from Professor Brian of Bunker A12. This is a public broadcast to any survivors out there. Over the last few months, I have been sharing with you the story of two brothers who found themselves plunged into a world of nightmares. Our world. Right now, I too am in that world and I endeavor to find answers in the wreckage. To discover a way forward. A way home. As always, I advise listener discretion going forward.
God damn it, I can't see a pissing thing in here.
Hold on.
Man, I'm glad you came prepared. But where the fuck are we?
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Not one of those. No, 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 please, not... Not those.
Elliot. Elliot, hold up, it's not moving.
Yeah. They're good at that. It's waiting.
For what?
A command word. These are the things that guarded me when I was first captured by the cultists.
Oh, Jesus. Well, let's hope that no one says it then, shall we? Do you know what it is?
I know one. I've heard different ones used before, though, so I might be wrong.
That means you could be wrong about the word to stop it again, right?
If it would even work on it. Yeah. There's a chance I don't know the right word.
God damn it. All right. Let's just start looking for a way out.
Oh, God. Ryan. Ryan, I swear I can hear it moving.
No, look. Still as a statue.
Try turning your torch off and looking for any gaps of light, etc. That might indicate a way out.
Not ideal.
Good thinking, George.
Yeah, alright, that's enough. Put it back on.
It's just a door, George. That's it. Come on, Elliot. Let's just give it one more try.
Alright.
On three. One, two, three. And again.
Oh, fuck my shoulder. That door isn't budging at all. Oh, we're fucked, Ryan. Absolutely fucked. God, why did we come here? Why? Why did we think this was a good idea?
Answers and hope, Elliot. Come on, I know you. You've been through much worse. We've got this.
Oh, Roman, if only you could be here.
God, that thing is hideous.
Well, what does it look like exactly?
Much like what I described before, George. Vaguely humanoid in shape, but standing far taller. A mostly featureless face, other than one gaping mouth, although it is closed at the moment, thankfully. But it's a spindly limbed creature that has thin, leathery skin clinging to its bony body, and it shimmers like oil in the light. The many tails of the thing are all splayed upward, curving around the torso of its body, almost like a scorpion. Far deadlier, though. Its paper-thin, bat-like wings are folded messily into its back, the clawed feet are dug into the ground, cutting effortlessly through the tiled floor. And its hands. Wait, Ryan, shine your torch on its hands more. It's holding something out. It's a book. Why does it have a book?
You're right. Wait, I think I know what this is. Do you remember when I asked you about their sacred text? You said you'd never seen one, but had heard people talking about it. I've heard the same. This could well be it.
The cover is blank. Wait, what the hell are you doing?
You said yourself, Elliot, this thing isn't moving without a word, and I don't think I'm at risk of accidentally saying it, and neither are you, judging by the ones I've heard you use so far.
Ryan, my knowledge of these things is severely limited.
Our choices are to sit here until either this thing comes to life and kills us, or something sets us free, and I think the latter is awfully unlikely, don't you?
For fuck's sake, fine. But if you don't mind, I'm keeping my spear at the ready, and if it comes to life, well...
It'll go for me first. I know. I've spent the last... God, I don't even know how long telling other survivors to stay safe out there, to not wander in the dark. It's hypocritical of me doing this right now, doing what I've told others to avoid. But if anyone is going to do it, then let it be me. Let it be now, because I've come this far, risked this much, and chanced this much, just to ignore knowledge right before me. Well then, it will all be for nothing.
I understand. I don't like it, but I understand.
It's strange. For some reason, whenever I pictured this book, it was never handwritten, always printed. Almost Bible-like, I suppose. And yet here it is, scrawled in black ink on lineless pages. There are all sorts of sketches and notes that accompany different sections. Some of it's a little illegible, but I can make out most of what it says. The Order of the Spiraling Star. Precepts, tenets, and knowledge of beyond. We hereby, known as the Order, have gathered formally to create collective knowledge of work. This text to be treated with the utmost dignity and respect, to be held dear over life itself. My God, this goes on for a while, all about the tenancy in which the book should be guarded, how sacrifices must be made to ensure its safety. I wonder why it's in here, then. Somewhere we could access it.
I hate to say this, but I think it's intentional. That's why this thing is holding it out to us.
Here, listen to this part. There will come a day when we shall be aligned, when all shall come together, a great convergence. To those uninitiated and blind, it will appear as though their world has been torn asunder. their lives in disarray and the world they knew crumbling to rot, rust and ruin. I wouldn't be surprised if Naya herself wrote this. To those such as yourselves and many others like you all around you, our world, you will know the difference. You will be granted sight. You will know the hope these changes bring. The hope of a new world shaped by the spiraling star, without the pestilence of billions of souls, but instead the unity of the few. On this day we shall start again and finally know our rightful place amongst the beings we have always shared our world with but sought to control or hide away. No more, for control is what was leading our world to desolation. Instead we must turn to the root of all things, chaos. Chaos is our unity, our future.
God, just hearing this is making my stomach turn. You did say world earlier, right?
That part struck me as well. This is everywhere. I still have no idea what the spiraling star is. Let's see if I can find something on it. Hold on.
Every time your torch moves, I swear the creature inches closer to you.
I'm doing my best to ignore that it's even there, although the smell is revolting.
Old alcohol. Right.
Huh. So this is what you meant.
What? Oh, you've read everything I wrote down. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Alright, I think I've got something. Here, the star itself. First and foremost, should anyone claim to know the star, kill them without hesitation. For they are liars and have no place in our future world. No single entity can claim to know the spiraling star. To comprehend such enormity is to become the thing itself, and all those who achieve such enlightenment can only exist beyond our material world. If you are to divinate anything about the star itself, it is that its motivations are unknowable, its thoughts are incomprehensible, and those who have been chosen by it shall be as one, and their mortal body shall be water that germinates the seeds to fruit our new world.
Shit, Ryan.
No, God damn it.
Come in, Ryan. Come in, over.
George, we can't hear you. Shit.
Please tell me you've got some more batteries for that thing.
That wasn't the battery, Elliot.
Salem.
Shit! To the door! The door!
Oh, God. Did you feel that?
What? What?
That thing. It just moved.
Quickly now, boys. Your time is running out. Have you tried the door again? Don't forget to yell, kick, scream, and clutch at the handle whilst the shade guts you. It enjoys that.
Shit! Part. Shit! Shit! Where's the fucking door gone?
What? It was right here. Ah, oh, fuck!
Where is
Shit.
The fucking door?
Oh, damn it. It cut straight through me. My leg, Elliot,
oh,
my leg.
Oh, God!
Oh, my
Fee,
leg.
Kill him, Nack! Fee, Nack! Ah! Shit! Open the door! Jackson, open the door! You fucker, open the door!
Are you alright, Elliot?
No. It cut across my face. I can feel the blood running down my cheek.
Where's your spear? Wave it in front of us. Keep doing that, and we'll walk to the length of the wall to find the door.
Alright.
Let's
go.
Honestly, boys, it surprises me you got this far. The pair of you are so trusting, so gullible. Perhaps that's why you were allowed to make it all this way. Perhaps your willingness to walk straight into traps was just the sacrifice the spiraling star called for. Don't
God
worry, though.
Damn, I hate
It'll
that
all
bastard.
Be over soon.
Agreed. Still no door.
Ryan? Fuck. Ryan, where are you?
Up here. Up here.
Shit, I don't know what to do.
Stab up, brother. Stab up.
What if I...
Stab up.
Get behind me.
Thank
you. I'll keep this thing moving.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Elliot. I'm sorry I dragged you into this.
Don't you dare, Ryan. I've been a worse and you know it. We are getting out of here.
That's it, Al. Come on!
The door is slick with something. Elliot, are you?
Just find the door. Here it comes again. Ah! Oh, my head. Holy shit. Oh, God.
Salagrati.
Oh, God, right.
Get them out of here. And you, Jackson, You have no place in our new world. These are not marked for such things.
They're pathetic. Weak. They seek only to end our efforts, Naya. The Spiraling Star has no plan for them.
No one person can know the will of the Spiraling Star. Do not dare to ordain that one such as yourself could achieve such enlightenment. Throw him in. We shall see what is meant for this one.
No. No. You cannot. I know the words, Naya. I know the words to stop it.
We shall see. Accept the chaos. Accept your fate. Silib. Now turn that thing off.
What the hell just happened? Jess? Jess! Michael, go and get Jess quickly. Jesus, I hope they're all right. Naya, if you listen to this, do not hurt them. Whatever it is that you want, fine, just take it, but leave those two alone. They only wanted answers, only wanted to give people who are really suffering some hope. They've been through enough already. Oh, damn it, she's not listening.
She won't hurt them.
Roman? Wait, how do you know?
I saw them. She carried them past the rift. She ordered someone to help them recover. They looked unconscious. I don't think she wanted anything bad to happen to them. Well, from what I heard her say, it's like she staged the passing by the rift just for me. Well, or for us.
I bet it was a test.
Jess, how much have you heard?
Just the last part, but I was finishing something up, otherwise I would have come sooner. Roman, there's no way her taking them past the rift and saying that was a coincidence. You're right. I think it was staged. You said barely anyone has come past the rift you could see through, right?
Right. So she took them past to test me, you think?
Maybe to see how quickly you get the information. Otherwise, she'd just send us a message from Ryan's radio, wouldn't she? I don't think Naya knows as much about what's happened to you as we do, Roman. Not at all.
I'm not sure whether that's worrying or encouraging. There's been no mention of Claire yet. I hate the fact that they're so close, but we still don't know.
There's going to be a lot of that uncertainty, I'm afraid, Roman.
Roman, whilst we're waiting for them to come back on, I've been meaning to ask you about the shadow.
The one you said you saw outside the rift. I'm sorry, George, but I don't know what you're talking about. That wasn't me. At least I don't think it was. I don't remember.
That's a shame, but I expected as much. Hold on. I wonder what you were doing at that time. It was maybe 2 or 3 hours ago or so?
I was... God, I don't know.
Converging.
God damn it. Sorry. No, I was... I'm sure I was talking to Elliot. Or perhaps it was before? When he was going off on one of his monologues and I was listening to him, trying to reach out to him. And if it wasn't that, then I don't believe I was doing much at all. There are huge gaps in time that I can't remember. Like being in a dreamless sleep.
I remember that conversation. Even though you're so far away, Roman, you comforted him like you were right there next to him.
That's it. I bet that's it. Roman, tell me, what would you have done if you were actually with Elliot during that conversation? The one after him and Ryan were attacked?
I guess I would have... I don't know. Looked him in the eye, reassured him, let him know I was there for him no matter what.
And what if that wasn't quite enough for him? What then?
God, I don't know. Put my arm around him?
And that's what I saw. Roman, I believe that you were able to manifest yourself outside of the rift here. A shadow version of yourself that was acting out what you deeply wanted to do. Converse with and comfort Elliot.
I have no idea how, though.
For now, it doesn't matter. It's an amazing discovery nonetheless, and it steers us more towards the train of thought that you're becoming more and more in control as time goes on.
Let's hope it stays that way.
Oh, how very touching. And you're right, George. It is awfully interesting, isn't it? Quite frankly, I'm astonished at the amount you've managed to discover, sat there in the darkening rooms of your precious bunker.
Naya! Where are Elliot and Ryan?
And Claire.
Now, they're here. I would have contacted you sooner had you not been rambling on about your amazing discoveries and whatnot. Oh, and before you ask, they're fine. You see, we have a fully dedicated area of the school ready to assist any sort of ailments or injuries. They've been taken care of and are both perfectly conscious, although there will certainly be some scarring. Especially on you, Elliot, I'm afraid to say. Quite deep the lacerations the Shade made on you.
She's telling the truth, guys. I'm fine as I can be. Ryan, too. They've stitched me up and it really doesn't hurt that much. And, well, Claire is with us.
Claire? Claire?
Roman! I'm here. I'm all right, too. I'm sorry I haven't been in contact with you. Our radio equipment was damaged by some survivors attempting to ransack the school not too long ago. And on top of that, there's been a lot for me to sort through, especially with looking after the kids, too.
My love. Oh, God. I thought I'd never get to speak to you properly again. Not after you stepped through that rift. And the kids. You said the kids. That they're alive and well.
Yeah, Scott and Emmy are doing just fine. They even go to school here. They're still learning so much, Roman. Look, I'm sorry I left you there, but I'm also glad you're okay. I remember it all now, though. Everything. Naya helped me get it all back. My memories.
That's amazing. So you know what happened to you after you left home to go find Sarah?
Yep. And it's a freaking long story.
Of which we'll have plenty of time for down the line, I'm sure. But for now, I think we all need some rest, don't we?
What? No, we need answers, Naya. We can't just leave it like this. I haven't even heard of Ryan yet.
Ryan?
I'm here. I'm here, Jess, and George. Good investigating. You're always so skeptical of what I was so obsessed with early on, but here you are, piecing things together yourself. I'm proud of you. But listen, Naya's right. We've barely been away 10 minutes and everything's just a bit much right now. Give us some time and we'll join you properly when we can think straight.
Claire, promise me everything's all right. Promise me you're in control.
Forever and whatever after.
All right. I'll be here waiting for you, Claire. I'll be here. Tell the kids I love them. I love them with all my heart, and I'll see them as soon as I can. And hey, if you get chance, walk them by the rift for me, will you? I don't know if Naya told you, but I can see through it. In fact, Naya, we want everyone by the rift. I want to see them all. A solid proof.
Very well. Don't make a habit of giving me demands, though, Roman. It doesn't suit you. I shall show everyone to the rift shortly. But for now, though, well, I think we should leave it there, don't you? Oh, of course. Ryan, this is your part, I believe.
I beg your pardon?
Don't wander in the dark and all that. Oh, come on. Surely now more than ever you know the dangers of such a mistake.
Listen, survivors, I don't know what's lurking out there in the world of horrors we find ourselves in, and I don't want you to in any way think that I've affiliated myself with the people who potentially brought this on.
Now, Ryan.
But whatever is going on, whatever has happened, I know this much. The things that are lurking in the shadows will take every opportunity they can to use you as their play toy. They cannot be reasoned with, and they care not for our lives other than to drag out our suffering before they snuff out our light. So now, more than ever, I implore you, don't wander in the dark.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more news and updates, follow us on social media at Wake of Corrosion. You can also support the show via our Patreon at patreon.com/Wake of Corrosion. Joining at any tier will get you access to all future episodes 1 week early.
Thank you so much to our generous Patreon subscribers who have helped me to continue making and improving the show. Finny, Grumpy Koi, Maddie, Cold K, Ty, Eileen, Karen, PJ, Return Descender, MJ Van Steenberg, Mech G, James, Sai, and Bo. Thank you all so much.
Wake of Corrosion was written, directed, and produced by Sean Pellington. and is part of the Rusty Quill Network. With voice acting from Kieran Walsh as Professor Ryan, Sean Pellington as Elliot, Lee Pellington as Roman, George Worrell as Jackson, Phil Jankowskis as George, Brianne Leeson as Claire, Lena Patu as Naya. Intro theme, Phantasm, and outro theme, Shadowlands 5 Antichamber, were created by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. Both pieces are reduced from their originals with fade-out effects, character voiceover, and radiostatic effects. Morse code SFX from morsecode.world, courtesy of Stephen C. Phillips. Full credits and transcripts can be found at wakeofcorrosion.com. Thank you for listening, and remember, don't wander in the dark.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Getting caught in the wrong shoes can interrupt your plans for the day. Like when that 10% chance of rain ends up looking more like 100%. When the transition to fall and winter feels more like experiencing every season on the same day, there's the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Cross off errands with the splash protection on the Wool Runner Mizzle. Dash through cold and wet weather with all-condition traction and reflective details on the Wool Dasher Mizzle. Or upgrade to next-level protection with the Mudguard on the Wool Runner-Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.